Kind Your Notice and Introduction, published in Government Gazette number 3893 of 19 June. The amendments now read as introduced in the National Assembly, proposed section 75, initiated by the Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs, and prior notice of introduction thereof published in Government Gazette number 3893 of 19 June 2015. So that is because the version, if adopted, this will be the version that will be introduced. The second technical correction was made on page 2 of the bill, which is under section 1. It's in the introductory words. The previous version merely referred to, in brackets, the Principal Act. Now what we've done is we've made it technically more correct. So if you look at line 5, we've added in a comma after the first closed bracket, which gives the name of the Act. We then, in the second set of open brackets, said herein after referred to as the Principal Act, as opposed to merely just saying the Principal Act. The third technical amendment was made on page 3, where we inserted a comma after the closed bracket in line 5. So after the closed bracket, you have a comma, and then it reads, comes into operation. The next amendment was in the memo of the bill, which is in line 3. We removed the comma after 1998. The fourth amendment was under the objects of the bill. Previously, the first line read, the bill will address. We've now written it in more present tense by saying the bill addresses the Constitutional Court judgment. And then the final technical amendment was made on page 5. Shall I repeat something?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, do you want me to repeat something?
Yes, on the object. The corrections on the object.
Okay. The correction under the objects of the bill was made in the first line under the object. Previously, the first line read, the bill will address the Constitutional Court judgment. The amendment now makes it read in the present tense, and we've changed it to say the bill addresses the Constitutional Court judgment.
Okay.
And then the final correction was made on your last page of the memo, which is page 5. Under 8.2, the last word of that paragraph. In the memo, previously it read traditional practices. That has been changed to read traditional communities, and that is in line with section 18.1A of the Traditional Leadership and Governance Framework Act.
Okay. Are we... Have we followed that? Just merely textual corrections, but not really substance to say. And is there anyone, honorable members, that wants to say anything about those changes if they are not clear? None. Honorable members, I think then, can we then look at this document? I think it's the new document that has been handed out, the bill itself for purpose of introduction. Are we having the copies at all of us? Can you show that Honorable Rakuti is having the correct copy of this now? Now. Okay. Let's start on the first page. On the first page, when we approve this document, then the secretary of the committee will then, in the bill's office, will get the bill number. It don't have that now. Once was? Yes, and then you'll see on the first page right at the bottom where you've got question marks. Once we approve this text as our bill, and then when they go to the bill's office, then this will allocate numbers for this particular document, then for introduction. Not necessarily that we must have them now. And is there anyone that has anything to say about the front page? After the correction has been explained to you. We proposed this as a section 75, and but I mean it will all depend on the joint checking mechanism, whatever they say, but we hope that we will they will agree with us. Are we agreed on the first page?
Yes.
Agreed, okay, thank you very much. And then we go to the next page. The next page, it is supposed to be page one, of the real page one or what? Because it is not numbered at the bottom. It is page two. Okay, okay. Right, then we've got the general explanatory note at the top that just simply indicates the insertion. Usually we use a line to underline the sentence which we are inserting as an amendment. But if you are putting a bigger paragraph, then we use the box that you have at the bottom. On sub 5, you'll see the line that, like the very big unusual 7, that also represents the same as underlining all those lines, the same. It means the same. That shows exactly the section that we are inserting. And then this section that we're speaking to, then it starts with at the top, the bill to amend the Refugees Act 1998 so as to confer discretion upon the Refugee Appeals Authority to allow the public and the media access to its proceedings in appropriate cases and to provide for matters connected therewith. Agreed that it captures? You mean during the hearings? Yes, I think that's what we have agreed. I think after the explanation, I think it was Honorable Hussein. Yes, it was explained in the process of the hearing, that it's almost like in a court. Those that apply to access, then they actually submit documentation. And then those that are affected as well, like the asylum seeker, will then respond in writing. And then, so already there is documentation that actually can record what happened. I think that's the point that we reached last week. Okay. And then, can we then go to the first clause? Section 21 of the Refugees Act 1998, brackets Act Number 130 of 1998, hereinafter referred to as the Principal Act, is hereby amended by the substitution for subsection 5 of the following subsection. speciality of asylum applications and the information contained therein must be ensured at all times, except that the refugee appeals authority may, on application and on condition it deems fit, allow any person or media to attend or report to its hearing if then A, the asylum seeker gives consent, or B, the refugee appeals authority concludes that it is in the public interest to allow any person or media to attend or report on its hearing after taking into account all relevant factors, including Roman figure 1, the interest of the asylum seeker in retaining confidentiality. Roman figure 2, the need to protect the integrity of the asylum process. Roman figure 3, the need to protect the identity and dignity of the asylum seeker. Roman figure 4, whether the information is already in the public domain. Roman figure 5, the likely impact of the disclosure on the fairness of the proceedings and the rights of the asylum seeker. And Roman figure 6, whether allowing any person of the media access to its proceedings or allowing the media to report thereon will pose a credible risk to the life or safety of the asylum seeker or of his or her family, friends or associates. That is the insertion that we are bringing in, and more or less the text that was read in from the Concord. Is there anything that you're saying about this? And can I see anybody that shows that we agree to this particular paragraph, this section, by hand? Anyone who moves agreement, Honorable Raput, Honorable Figland, you are agreeing to that clause 1? Then the second clause here is deals with the transitional arrangement. As we have tried to explain this, that there was an amendment that changed the Refugee Appeal Board to Refugee Appeals Authority, but the Act has not been brought to life. And then there is that transitional arrangement. It reads as follows: the reference to quote Refugee Appeals Authority in Section 21, Sub 5 of the Principal Act, as amended by Section 1 of this Act, must be construed as a reference to the Refugee Appeal Board, as provided for in the Principal Act, until such time that Section 11 of the Refugees Amendment Act 2008, Act Number 33 of 2008, comes into operation. Is a temporary arrangement this one, or whatever called a transitional arrangement? Then this clause, anyone who moves for agreement to it? Honorable Nancy, you're moving for adoption of clause 2 now.
Yes.
Can you press the button, Chief?
I move to adopt clause 2 amendment.
Thank you very much. And then anyone who seconds? Honorable Rapucci is seconding the approval of clause 2. Then the last one, clause 3, is for the short title. This act is called the Refugees Amendment Act 2015 and comes into operation on 27 September 2015. Agreed? Honorable Nancy still wants to move to clause 3?
Yes, I move that we adopt the act as
Smith and then the Honorable Newton. That's Block 3. Thank you very much. Honorable members, and then we I think the memorandum, we did deal with it before. Am I correct? We did approve the memorandum before. There's no need to do it today. Yes, because we haven't changed anything. I think it's, can I just put the whole memorandum, the honorable members, for adoption today to yourself? Anyone who moves for the memorandum to be adopted, Honorable Kenya?
So, Mr. President, I move for adoption of the memorandum.
Yes. Okay, who else second? It's Honorable Miss?
I second the adoption of the memorandum.
Thank you very much, honorable members. And then I now put the whole bill, the whole bill now, Refugees Amendment Bill 2015, to yourself. Anyone who moves for the adoption of the whole bill? Honorable Nancy?
I move that we adopt the bill as it is.
Thank you very much. And then anyone who second you? Honorable Pickler?
Yes, second.
Thank you very much for seconding the adoption of the Refugees Amendment Bill. Yes, as you have said, honorable members, now the Secretariat will actually get the bill number there and the ISBN number in the bill's office, and then it will be introduced in there. And then, for us to actually introduce this in the House, then we need to actually take also table this the report. I hope that all of us will be having the copy. Oh, it is then that it is going. Unfortunate that you are receiving it now, but the content of the report is nothing new. Only that it just simply gets put in and shaped in a particular manner to comply with certain requirements of the legislative process. I think we must just go through together. The report reads as follows. Report of the Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs on the Refugees Amendment Bill, and then the bill number, then we'll have that number from the bill's office, and then 2015, dated 4 August 2015. 1. The Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs, brackets the committee, resolved to initiate the Refugees Amendment Bill that seeks to amend the Refugees Act 1998. In order to comply with the Constitutional Court judgment in the Mail and Guardian Media Limited and other versus MJ Chip and other CCG 136/12 of 2013. The purpose of the draft bill is to amend section 21 sub 5 of the Act so as to confer a discretion upon the Refugees Appeals Authority to allow members of the public and the media access to its proceedings in appropriate cases. 2. The committee complied with the National Assembly Rule 238 sub 1 by tabling a memorandum in the National Assembly on 20 May 2015 in order to obtain permission to proceed with the legislative proposal. 3. The committee was granted permission by the House to proceed with the legislative proposal to amend the Act. See National Assembly House Minutes 19-2015, dated 4 June 2015, page 2132. 4. A prior notice of the introduction of the bill, together with an explanatory summary of the draft bill, as well as the draft bill, was published in the Government Gazette number 38893, dated 19 June 2015. The notice also contained an invitation to interested persons and institutions to submit a written presentation on the draft bill by 17 July 2015. The same invitation was also published in City Press in English, then Umam Kokos in isiZulu, and Free State News in Sesotho. The committee also consulted the joint checking mechanism in terms of Rule 239, Sub 1, Sub B, for advice on the classification of the draft. 5. The committee received 7 submissions in total from the following organizations: Agency for Refugee Education, Skills Training and Advocacy, ARESA; Mail and Guardian Newspaper; Congress of South African Trade Unions; Parliamentary Office; and then it's Law Society of South Africa; then Lawyers for Human Rights; then Catholic Parliamentary Liaison Office; and the Joburg Child Welfare. These submissions were considered and deliberated upon by the committee on 28 July 2015. The Department of Home Affairs and the Chairperson of the Refugee Appeals Board responded to the submissions on the same day. 6. The committee further deliberated and adopted the draft bill on 4 August 2015. That's what we have done just now before. And then 7, the committee, in accordance with Rule 243, introduces the Refugees Amendment Bill, which is a bill, whatever number that will get, 2015, the National Assembly has proposed Section 75. Then this report should be considered in the House. That is what this report is saying, honorable members. But I wanted to propose that on 5, we just add one sentence, which has just come now, that we have indicated that we have received the submissions and we have deliberated on them, but we have not said how we have actually acted on them. Just simply say we've deliberated on them, but there is no change on the bill as it was gazetted. And when we invited these submissions, but the change that is there is not necessarily on the bill. We have agreed last week that the proposals that were made, that we agreed upon, that were making sense to ourselves, we have agreed that they will be included in the rules. So we just need, I just thought that we propose that we just put a sentence on 5. Maybe I should be helped by the legal division and the corporate advisor. What sentence can we add? But the sentence will just give indication that the submissions that were accepted will be included in the rules. Something of that nature. That's all I just need to do. Just to indicate what is the end of those submissions that have been made and that we have deliberated on. That they have not been made in vain and then that we have just simply thrown them in the dustbin. We have not done that. What we have agreed that makes sense. We said we will try and ensure that they are covered in the rules rather than in the act. Can we get assistance from the conduct advisor and the lawyer here?
But what I propose, Chairperson, is deliberations included amendments, agreements that some recommendations would be included in the rules of the appeals authority. included after the sentence, these submissions were considered and deliberated upon by the committee on 28 July 2015. Deliberations included agreement that some recommendations would be included in the rules of the appeals authority.
That's a very, very slow.
After 28 July 2015?
That's fine exactly where you want to make the insertion. Right in the middle of the paragraph, but there is the word Catholic, which is very big there. That's below it. A new sentence starts, these submissions were considered and deliberated upon by the committee on 28 July 2015, full stop. Then now you want to make an intention there. Then how should you read it?
Yeah. After consideration of the responses.
After consideration of the responses. Yeah.
It was
comma.
It was agreed.
That
some recommendations.
Some recommendations
would be included in the rules of the appeals authority. In the refugee appeals.
Will be included. Will be included in the rules. The rules of appeals authority. Okay, so that covers the actual substance of what you just want to look at. Honorable members, with this insertion, and also of course the secretary will get the bill number that must be inserted to where there is a space. I think there's two places there where that number must be inserted. No, three. Is there anything that you want to raise about this report? We have read it together right through and then nothing? Can anyone then move for the adoption of the report? Honorable Rafuji? That's correct. The thing?
Chair, I move for the adoption of the report with amendments.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Anybody to support that? Can you ask Honorable Fidler, can you assist Honorable Nelson next door to you?
I support the adoption.
Thank you very much. And then the report is adopted. Then the next thing that follows is, Honorable Members, do we really need to debate this in the House? Because there is nothing really to say. You get 1 minute and then you just say one sentence and finish. Do we really want to debate this? Or can we just simply introduce this in the House and then let's get it adopted by the House and finish? So we're not going to debate it. There's no need to debate it. Because there's nothing really to debate. Thank you very much. If that we not want to debate, I think we'll communicate as such to those that are in charge of the House and hopefully you will record as such in your minutes. Honorable members, I think this brings us to the end of this meeting. Thank you very much that eventually we managed to correct and do this job, because we were really pressed up, honorable members, because the NCOP would not have adequate time if we missed today. They need a 6-week cycle or something like that. You can count from 27 of September until to today, you'll see that the 6 weeks is just on the hair. And but thank you very much that we've managed to reach out. Then this meeting is adjourned.